You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has just closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow. And tonight I'm speaking to Skulk Lowe, who's a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. And I have to say that just before we went on air to record this podcast, we always have a chat, Skulk and I, and he said, "Whew, what a day." I said, "What do you mean the round?" He said, No. "I hope you've got a lot of time because there's a lot of story and it's a lot of local stories." And he sounded excited. Skulk Lowe, off you go then. I mean, I'll go with the Rand because it's in the 1620s now. Was in the 1650s just 2 days ago. So it's a nice move. But you've got some other stuff. Please go ahead.
Well, I mean, this is typically the day for Mr. Local. I mean, what a day. And okay, let's start off with the elephant in the room. So most of the naysayers will say out there that, remember, this is not necessarily Rand strength. This is dollar weakness.
Yeah.
But let's address that. I mean, so when we look at the emerging market countries, you know, South Africa today, with an improvement of 1.2%, you know, definitely the strongest emerging, you know, currency out there. You know, the second strongest is the Russian ruble. That's up, you know, 1%. But from there on, you're looking at, you know, Brazil marginally stronger, you know, 0.2 basis points. China, you're looking at a 43 basis points stronger. You know, India, they're actually a little bit down. Korea down, you know, 67 basis points. So this is a strong Rand day, Lindsay. But also, you know, why I'm so excited is when we look at the news out there, and we're gonna address a few of them. We're gonna talk about a few things that happened over the let's call it past 2 weeks. Because remember, you know, we tend to focus. We tend to focus on the bad news the whole time. And now, like I told my team this morning, you know, when we look over the past 6 months, you know, not everything has gone bad. Not everything has gone kind of from bad to worse. Even we've seen a lot of improvements, and we now slowly but surely we're seeing it in not only, you know, in terms of the news, but also in the results. And yeah, we'll touch on a few. But you know, I think in general it's a very positive day for let's call it your typically, you know, SA Inc. type of companies. You know, the SENS announcements that came out, results that came out. Can we touch a few, or you want to first
you must go straight for the results. And the first one that came out this morning was Long for Life. I've spoken about this company to a couple of other people, but I would welcome your views. Obviously, that's the one that you're focusing on because I think the share price up over 10%. Long for Life, a fan?
Yeah. Definitely a fan. So I mean, stunning results. You know, for those, you know, you have chatted about it, but I think I'll just mention it again. You know,
please do.
Very solid brands in there. You know, look at things like Sportsman's Warehouse, Outdoor Warehouse, you know, those type of things. You know, beverages, they've got things like Score. You know, when we look at things like for instance, your typical Sportsman's Warehouse, they had to do well. I mean, really, I mean, I don't know how long ago you've been to the local gyms, but gyms are still fairly empty, and most of the people are set up, you know. Yeah, I know. I'm sort of asking the wrong question.
I can't believe. Who do you think you're talking to here?
Gym. Sorry, I just want to retrace that. So I'm asking the listeners out there, when have you been to a gym lately? Because, I mean, most people that's been set up, you know, weights and kind of jumping ropes and those kind of things at home. So they had to do fairly well. But also, you know, what I like about the results is you know, you're starting to see the effect of the lower interest rates. That's what I'm getting, that feeling that the lower interest rates are now starting to get some traction. And could this only be the beginning of, you know, better traction? I do believe so. I seriously do believe so. This is a very, very solid results coming from Long for Life. But that's not the only one. I mean, when we look at Cashbuild, you know, also, you know, results, you know, for, let's call it the first quarter ended, you know, September 2020. So this is sort of the post lockdown period. So that's sort of understandable. But we're looking at a revenue that's up 22% from the previous year. So the previous, you know, first quarter, September 2019. They've opened quite a few stores, you know, 13 to be exactly, you know, since, you know, 1st of July 2019. So in essence, you know, when you hear something like that, you would think, oh shucks, you know, that's a second or the latter part of 2019, just prior to COVID-19 lockdown, serious lockdown end of March. So that shouldn't be, you know, too good yet. solid results coming from their side as well.
The share price up 6-7% last time I looked, Scout.
7%.
Yeah, exactly.
7%.
Very nice.
7%. So again, I mean, I want to retrace and move back and say you can start seeing the stimulus, or let's call it seeing the lower interest rate environment starting to yield some traction. You know, and then, you know, Lipstar, similar story. You know, Lipstar, when we look at Lipstar, Lipstar is also very famous brands like Lancewood, you know, our cream cheeses, Denny, which is the mushrooms, Goldcrest, very famous brands. And I think Matt, you know, sort of used the pun that the results were hot.
No, I don't get it. What do you mean it's hot?
They're also the distributors of Tabasco. So there we go. So revenue growth for the third quarter was 14.4%. So again, very strong. But also when you read through the third quarter trading update, they've used a few very subtle words saying, you know, strong retail channel performance, that they really seeing an increase in food services sales.
Scott, before you analyze it, would you say that is retailers stocking up, restocking first of all, because they weren't confident enough to buy any stocks to replenish the ones that had been diminished, if you like, and also looking forward to the fact that there's going to be a surge of buying going into the December spending period, and lockdowns really do look like a thing of the past in South Africa anyway? Lots of different factors, moving parts to this argument. What's your argument?
My argument is plain and simple. You know, we've said it. You know, when we look at the general consumer out there, you know, even if you take in consideration the higher unemployment figures that came out, we're looking at more than 135 billion rand that's in the consumer's pockets just out of the lower interest rate, or let's call it the interest rate decreases we've seen for 2020. I mean, we're looking for reasons why, you know, these type of companies would do well when we saw the first, let's call it that June-ish trading updates. And we sort of attributed that to, I think you called it was Black Friday every day just yes. prior to lockdown. People were just stocking up.
That's it.
Now we'd be saying, well, okay, no, wait. It can't be because, you know, stimulus, because South Africa is just bad and those kind of things. It has to be things like people are stocking up for Christmas and they're, you know, they're running low on their supplies that they bought, you know, prior to lockdown. No, I seriously think that this is, you know, the stimulus now starting to yield, you know, or to catch these type of traction. And again, I want to throw the question out there: is this, you know, a one time thing, or is this the start of a better, you know, trading environment for these type of companies? Because, you know, these are all the before we move off, you know, the updates, then one of my favorites, most probably one of the favorite companies currently on the JSE, you know, for me is Distell. I mean, it's a small company, so we struggle to be invested in. I like to get my, let's call it my fix for my clients through Remgro, because remember Remgro also own, you know, I think it's 38% of Distell.
Yes.
So that makes up around about 6% of the share price or the NAV. And I just want to just again move back, even with the recent improvement in Remgro as it currently stands, with the share prices, or let's call it the underlying companies that they own, the valuations, this company is still trading at a 42% discount to its NAV, or of course embedded value. So, I mean, I still believe that Remgro might be one of the best buyers if you of the opinion that South Africa, or let's call it the SA Inc. play, is a good play, because it's a well-managed, great history. But they own Distell, who also came out today and said, well, we had much, much better than expected, you know, cash generation. They had a lot of debt reduction because they sort of went into this prepared. They used words like, you know, their premium whiskey brands, you know, sell very well. And hey, good old Amarula. Amarula clearly is still the thing, and you know, for lockdown. You know, when it's lockdown, we need Amarula, because that helped him, you know, to double digit revenue in volume growth.
They had a special on Amarula actually in one of the major liquor stores in the Netherlands about 2 or 3 weeks ago. You could get 2 bottles of Amarula, not the big ones, but 2 bottles of them for €16, something like that. So 300 rand for 2. I don't know if that's a good price or not, but certainly it's good in terms of, you know, all the taxes you have to pay on these things in the Netherlands. So it truly is a huge South African success story, that one. And I talking about going out and spending, I've used this analogy before. Let's say you've been in prison, Skalk. I mean, you've been embezzling funds, and you've got... You've gone to prison for 2-3 years. You've come out in disgrace. But obviously, the first thing, there's several things you're going to do, first of all, some of which I won't mention. But the first thing you're going to do is you're going to go out. You're probably going to have a glass of wine or something, or a whiskey, after you've seen your family, of course, if they're still with you. And you go, you just go out and spend. And I'm saying, we're out of lockdown in South Africa, but still, I think people are going to make it a really bumper Christmas, because they've been so fed up with being shackled, and they're going to say, you know what, we've saved a bit of money because of lockdown, let's go out and spend. And I'm not saying that that's a good thing, because we should be saving. But on the other hand, the mentality of someone that's been in prison, which is what South Africa has been in on 2 or 3 occasions, means that there will be all this pent-up demand for having a good time.
No, people are fed up, you know, with the structures, and it's totally understandable. But as human beings, we are not built to be locked up. We're built to interact. We're built to interact with our friends, sitting around a table, you know, having dinner, having a glass of wine for those who didn't drink wine. So, yes. Yeah, I totally agree with you. I've said it. I think, you know, December, you know, South Africa is always fantastic, because we've got a summer Christmas. We usually think, when you think Christmas in South Africa, we think, you know, beaches, we think, you know, hot weather, we think. So I do think that this year might just be a little bit, you know, different, in the sense that people might go overboard, like you said. They might go totally overboard. So, you know, your analogy on Black Friday, I think, you know, this year might be a little bit, you know, longer than we originally anticipated. Back to Distell. I mean, what an unbelievable growth story. You know, share price up 9%, you're 9% today. Somebody asked me earlier this week, you know, with all these, let's call it, things happening, you know, corporate actions happening in South Africa lately, and I'll touch on a few just after this. Who do I think, you know, might be, you know, become takeover targets as well? And you know, I've said it, you know, I think the likes of a Distell is definitely a prime suspect. It's got a wonderful product range, and I think, you know, with the likes of Remgro sitting with quite a bit of cash, I'll be very surprised if they haven't contemplated and thinking, well, shouldn't we just be taking it out with these type of levels? We know we will go back to a normal, and at these price levels, you know,
but you mean take cheap. A controlling stake of it?
Yeah. Well, they own, you know, a little bit more than 38%, and we've seen a few. I mean, Lindsay, you mean, let's, you know, we tend to focus on the negatives, but I mean, our mid-cap space has seen a nice little jump over the past two weeks. We've seen, you know, things like Impact. I mean, Impact, they announced the repurchase of 5% of the share capital.
Yes.
You know, we've heard the likes of the Omnias that came out, you know, Renza, they sold some of their businesses. They bought some Afrox, the, you know, Lind that came in and, you know, now made an offer to buy them out. You know, Vivendi, you know, from a MultiChoice point of view, buying 6.5% of MultiChoice, clearly stating that they love the footprint. They love the African footprint for pay television. And, you know, don't be surprised if we, you know, soon start seeing, you know, some more interest in let's call it MultiChoice, maybe trying to push that up. Barloworld, you know, I still believe, if we look at you know, industrials, or more specifically infrastructure in globally, but also in South Africa, I think is an attractive growth area, and maybe something that I would consider rather than you know, focusing on tech. Because I mean, Zaire Tractors, I mean, they own 5% of Barloworld. They recently announced that they love Barloworld, and they pushed they're holding up from 5% to 15%. Again, don't be surprised if you see, you know, a company, you know, the company coming out and say, well, maybe we should, you know, up that to a controlling stake. And then Bell, I mean, John Deere, you know, Bell distributed John Deere products. John Deere distributed Bell products, and they stopped and then said, well, our 31.4% stake is up for grab. Ian Bell, controlling owner, he said, well, thank you very much. I'll buy my own shares back. Why are they doing that, Lindsay? Why are everybody, you know, buying shares back? Udeco, I mean, the shareholders, directors of Udeco, they buying shares back. You know, Bell, Impact. You know, why are everybody starting to buy their shares back?
Yeah. A lot of it can be because of the incredibly cheap financing, especially if you're borrowing dollars, which is 0%, as you know, or euros, or whatever it is. So if you're financing it with an overseas loan of some description, I don't know how these treasury departments or corporate financiers do it, but the fact is that that's one of the reasons that the US stock market has gone up a lot over the last few years. I mean, there's some other reasons, but a lot of it is that people are just borrowing money and buying back and disallowing or sterilizing their own shares. It's been a huge factor, right? So maybe that's definitely one of the reasons. Yeah, just a quick one, Skalk. Let's have a look at which might be a bad news story, I don't know. Sasol, I see the oil price has suddenly taken off. It's been down all day, and it was down all yesterday. It's down nearly 4% at the moment. It's only just clinging on to $40 a barrel, with the rand in the high 1620s. What's happened to Sasol today?
Well, I would say, you know, we haven't seen any further weakness. That's a good thing. But I mean, you know, on the positive side, we're seeing a share price that's fighting for that 100 rand level. You can sort of see it's psychological. They're trying currently, well, close that 99.98. So clearly that 100 rand level is trying to fight. But 2.3% up for today. I think I'll take that as a win in the current, let's call it, rand and oil price environment.
I'd be very nervous overnight, though, if I was long of that thing.
Oh, yes.
Given what I'm seeing on my screen now. Okay. Is that all the good news now? Because I'm feeling a little bit giddy. I'm used to bad news. So this good news tsunami that you've just splashed over me is a little bit disconcerting. Any more?
No, that's it for my side. I think local is lekker. It was definitely the place to be today. So I think when we run into the winners and losers later, we'll clearly see that the winners were definitely the local shares. And the shares, naturally, the Rand hedges, the Anheuser-Busch's, the British American Tobacco Companies, Naspers, Process, those you know, previous winners today were on the losing side, which is a little bit understandable. They've held up, and now it's time for some of these mid caps to come forward.
Okay, let's have a look at the spot prices. Dollar rand, yeah, just because it's a little bit of risk off in the last half hour with the S&P and the Nasdaq both going negative, having been positive when we first started our conversation. Nothing to write home about. But anyway, the rand's gone from 16.27 to 16.30 currently, but we'll take that. It was 16.46 this morning. British pound against the rand 21.42, and the euro rand is 19.34. With that euro dollar, 118.70, the dollar about 0.8% weaker against the mighty euro. The gold price has responded to that weaker dollar, having been a little bit of a laggard in the last couple of days. It's 19.23 now, up $17.50. The platinum price is 8.87 and a bit, up $17. Where's palladium, please, Skalk?
Palladium is a little bit softer. We're looking at 18 basis points softer, currently trading at $2,395.
Watch out for West Texas crude, because it's down 3.75%, or $1.56 to $40.14. Big number for Sasol at 100, big number for West Texas at $40 a barrel. Brent crude, 41.82, which is down 3.1%. Now we can have a look at some of the winners and losers. I'll give you my screen, and although it's 15 minutes delayed, that doesn't matter, because the JSE has been closed for 28 minutes now, so I'm fine. I've got Sibanye-Stillwater up 10.2%. Distell up 9 and a bit%. Montauk up 6.6%. Pick and Pay, nice performance after its results yesterday. Nice performance yesterday, and it's followed through today, which is a very good sign. Nearly 6% higher, and DRD Gold up 5 and a third. Any others outside of those in the positive column? Long for Life doesn't make it because it's not big enough for this particular screen I look at, but that's up, what, 10%?
Yeah, so the companies that we mentioned today, you talked about Distell, that was up 9.1%. We've talked about Cashbuild. Cashbuild's up 7.2%. Long for Life, up 13.1%. What a day.
Yeah.
Lipstar up 4.6%. So, all the companies that, we also had an announcement that, two of the biggest shareholders of, or executive directors of Supergroup, they also they repurchased some shares in their own company, and that also saw that Supergroup that was up 3.2%. So, in general, I think all the good news companies came out with good performances for today.
Excellent. On the downside, Transaction Capital down 3.4%. AB InBev down 3 and a bit. That's a Rand story. British American Tobacco the same, down 2.9%. Aspen down 2.8%. And Prosus a 2.6% loser, which would have weighed on that all share index. And on the subject of indices, give me the closing prices from the JSE today, please, Skulk.
So at the close, the JSE all share closed the day at 55,346. That is up 13 basis points. The resource index, that was up 1.23%. Industrials had a horrible day in the stronger Rand environment. That was down 1.31%. And the financial index, they flourished 1.83%. I'm going to mention the SA Property Index because they've always been the problem child for the past, let's call it 12 to 18 months. They had a wonderful day as well, up 1.83%.
Very good indeed. Value traded, please. All important value traded must have been a bit better today, surely.
So value traded for today, not a very active day. Again, not hitting the 20 billion mark. I mean, we haven't seen a 20 billion value traded for the past week. Today is no different. Only 17.1 billion traded for today.
Okay, it was just over 15 a couple of days ago. So that's at least a step in the right direction. I've got the Dow Jones down a bit, the S&P down a bit, and the Nasdaq down a bit. Nothing to write home about. Very, very quiet indeed. Skulklo, thank you so much for your time this evening. That's Skulklo from PSG Wealth in the Western Cape. And Skulk will be with me for the opening tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, that was the 5 o'clock shadow, the local 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.